The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Revelation chapter 2. And chapter 3, and we hope you'll join us today as we consider His Word together. I want to encourage you to go visit our website at considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. There are so many things you'll find there, but especially if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series on Revelation, you can go and hear them at the website. Just click on the link that says Radio Programs, and you can hear all of them there. Secondly, there's a link there that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that link and send us a note, we would receive that note. And if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. I'd love to get one of these in your hands. It's just a little notebook. Fits into your shirt pocket or into a purse or easily into a Bible case or something like that. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and when people ask for prayer, I'm able to write those prayer requests right in my little prayer journal. So I'd love to send you one. Now, you can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or thirdly, as many do, you can just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, before we begin, I do want to let you know that we're doing fine. After the hurricane came through here this past week, we were kind of on the outer edge of it, and we did get a little bit of wind. We got mostly rain here. Now we've got water standing everywhere. But I have many pastor friends across the center part of the state that are still reeling from the damages of the hurricane. So I'd ask you if you would to pray for them. Pray for those churches. Pray for those pastors as they minister to those people in those areas. And certainly pray for the people, many who lost their homes along the coast and many others who are just still trying to figure it all out. So just keep those people in your prayer, if you would, this week. And if you can, I know there's many organizations out there that can receive donations to help them. And so I'd encourage you to seek those out as well. Today, we're going to continue our Bible study in Revelation chapter 2. Now, I kind of got bogged down a little bit last week in the studying about the seven churches, and I really don't want to do that. It's so hard for me not to want to get down into the very nitty-gritty of Scripture. But I don't want to do that with the book of Revelation. I just want to do kind of a flyover and kind of a quick study. And so I'm going to try my best not to get bogged down in any one of these particular churches that are listed here. But I want to go through it very quickly and just give you an idea of the churches that John was writing to. Now, remember, Jesus said to John back in Revelation chapter 1, and in verse 11, he said, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea." There were seven of these churches, and I believe these were literal bodies of believers spread out across Asia, God told John to write to these seven churches. He had a message for each one of them. Now, regardless of how you look at Revelation and how you look at these seven churches, some see them as periods of history over the years. Some see them as identifying churches today and individual churches today. However you look at it, the message to all of them is still the same. And so I want to just give a really quick rundown of each of these seven churches and what the Lord was saying to them. Now, he wrote first to the church at Ephesus. Now, again, I'm going to be in Revelation 2 and in Revelation 3. If you have a red letter Bible, you'll notice that all of these chapters are in red. Jesus is speaking to these churches. He began with the church at Ephesus. I'm going to call this the backsliding church. They were busy working for the Lord. They were very busy serving the Lord. But he said they were lacking in one thing, and that was their love for him. He said in verse 4, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." You could say this was a church that had programs, they had ministries, but somehow they had lost their passion for the Lord and their compassion for people around them. You know, it was a church that had great statistics and great numbers, and they were very busy. But it seems that maybe they had gotten distracted away from their love for the Lord. And so the Lord encourages us to come back to him and come back to the first things. Now, very quickly, the second church he wrote to was a church at Smyrna. Now, I want to call this the suffering church. They were suffering some persecution. Let me read verse 9, what Jesus said about them. He said, "I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that he may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." To the church at Smyrna, we see here a suffering church. This is a church, so you'll notice that as you read this passage of Scripture, and he writes to the church at Smyrna in verses 8 through 11, and he has no criticism for them at all. Remember, already at Ephesus, he said you had left your first love, and we read all of these other churches as we go through them. You'll see that he had some criticism of each one of them, but not this one. This church was poor, though Jesus said they were rich, yet they were a suffering church. And they were warned that the danger was still present. And to keep out an eye, he said, to be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. So I want you to notice here that the encouragement he had for the church here at Smyrna was to be faithful. Be thou faithful. I know many churches after the pandemic, and churches, of course, in Florida and now through South Carolina and those states, they're suffering. But his encouragement to those churches and to our church today is to be faithful. Just be faithful in the Lord. Be faithful in the service. Just keep trusting him. The third church he wrote to was a church at Pergamos. I want to call this the worldly church. You know, there were many in this church that had fallen into false doctrine. It seemed to be that they had fallen into this mindset, and I'm afraid a lot of churches are here today that, on one hand, they'll profess Christ and profess their faith in Christ, but at the same time, they'll live in sin as though they had never been saved in the first place. The people were under a heavy hand of spiritual dictators who promoted themselves and not the Lord. And often this is the case. When you have a church that has a dictator as a pastor, the pastor's not to be a dictator. He's to be a shepherd, an under-shepherd, if you would, that watches over the flock. But many of them, you know, you have a sense here that it's turned into a cult. And that's not what Jesus wanted at all. And he warned them about this and told them that they've got to be careful. He said they had not denied the faith, but they had just given in to some of these leaders who were taking them and leading them into sin, living ungodly lives, and yet at the same time somehow professing the Lord Jesus Christ. The next church was the church at Thyatira. Now, this seemed to be a church of love and service and faith and perseverance. And yet in this church, they had, a leader that was just taking them down a wrong road. Now, it's interesting that the message to this church is just about longer than any of the other ones. And the thing that he had against them was that a woman was leading this church. He called her Jezebel. Let me read verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast suffered or allowed or permitted that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed and to idols. And they gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. And he told them, this church, to hang in there, to be faithful to the Lord and serve the Lord. He had given her a chance to repent, and she just would not repent, would not turn away from her sin, would not turn against the evil and the sin that she had brought into this church. Now let's go on. The next church is kind of a sad church. Well, all of them had issues except for the one we read about. Here was the church at Sardis. You know, this was a church that had been kind of a has-been church. They were kind of on their way out. You know, they had served the Lord, and they had worked for the Lord, been faithful to the Lord, but, you know, now their best days were behind them, and it was kind of a church that was on its way out. Let me read what he said to them, verse 3. I'm in chapter 3 now. He said, remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If thou therefore shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Jesus is telling him he's coming. He went ahead and tell them, I have a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So there were some serving the Lord. There were some who were being faithful. But oh, how this church was struggling. The sixth church is the church of Philadelphia. Now, this was a serving church, a church that had a desire to take the gospel to the world, a church that held on to the word of God and honored Christ, but somehow Satan's synagogue was not far away, and there was always a danger of compromise, and Jesus wrote to warn them about that compromise that was to come. He told them, he says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. The Lord had a message of love for this church. Oh, our time is gone. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.